Chapter 11. Green London. When I was at the National Gallery the other day, I saw the special exhibition by the famous Impressionist painter Claude Monet. I looked at his paintings of London between 1899 and 1901, and I noticed there was a thick yellow cloud in all of them. What was it? Well, London was once one of the most polluted cities in the world, and it often had a thick fog. Londoners called this fog smog, which was a combination of the words smoke and fog. Why was there always dense fog in London? People used to burn coal to keep their homes warm, so the air was full of smoke. In 1952, about 12,000 Londoners died during one of the worst fogs in history. After this great smog, Parliament passed the Clean Air Act, and people stopped burning coal. There's a clear blue sky over London today, so thank goodness for the Clean Air Act. London is an ecological city today. There isn't much pollution from traffic because drivers have to pay a tax to bring their cars into the city centre. It's also the greenest capital in Europe. In fact, 40% of the city is green, with 142 square kilometres of parks and 8 million trees. I found a vegetable farm in the centre of London. The vegetables aren't above the ground. They are growing underground, 33 metres below the street. The farm is an old bunker from the Second World War. I think urban farms like this are a great idea. They save energy because the vegetables don't have to travel far to get to the supermarkets, and they don't use a lot of space.